Oasis Audio presents Saving a Life by Charles and Janet Morris. Read for you by the authors.
I said to myself, "Lo, I lie in a dream of separation, where there comes no sign. My waking life is hid with Christ in God, where all is true and potent, fact divine. I will not heed the thing that doth but seem. I will be quiet as lark upon the sod. God's will, the seed, shall rest in me the pod." George MacDonald, The Diary of an Old Soul. Foreword. My son and I are in a period of acknowledged estrangement. He is 19 and living away from home. The conversations we have had so far are painful. He has been honest about my failures, and I have had to face the effect of my life on him in new ways. At moments, I have wanted desperately to defend my decisions, justify my failures as less severe than he perceives, and when explanation is not enough, I want to quit. The urge to quit, to throw my hands in the air and say, "Fine, you want to go your way, do it on your own penny," is greater at moments than my faith and patience. I haven't quit. I haven't justified my failures too often. And my son has spoken more clearly and passionately to me than he has in years. We are both hopeful, yet the process of growth together in Christ stretches out over many mountain passes, and the inn, where I so desperately desire to lay my head, is not yet in sight. It is in that season that I read this demanding book. Some days I could not pick up the pages of the manuscript. The pain of the Morrises was too raw, and it seemed to send a surge of agony through my body like sciatica. In those times I could not read, but I also could not forget. I found myself saying, "How could you let such good and loving parents suffer such loss?" I ached for them, but in fact I was at war with myself, and even more, I was in a pitched battle with God. The central question I struggled to answer was this: could I love and serve a God who allowed my son to die? Could I trust and surrender to a God who might allow my son to turn from me and from him? The pain of a heartbroken parent is a wail that is deeper than any I have heard on this earth. What would I do with my own heartache? What would I do with the heartache that I had not yet suffered, but as any parent, I know I might? I finished the book. I can tell you I am immensely heartened for the hard journey. I promise there are no easy answers in this glorious labor of love. The Morrises do not trivialize their son's death, or the death and resurrection of Jesus, by offering cliched hope. What they offer, and far more live, with integrity, is the promise that those who mourn will be comforted. How? When? I don't know. I simply believe, and can say, I too have known the kindness of God in the midst of my turning to Him and away from the natural call to fury or indifference. This is a parenting story unlike any other I've ever read. It is raw, real, and alive, with the promise that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Every parent fails. Christian parents seem to fail in even greater numbers, given our desire to offer a profound picture of the love of God for our children. If we do not enter His deep, abiding passion of delight for us as parents, we can never offer the hope of forgiveness for our children. For many of us, it means surrendering our fears, demands, and self-righteousness. For others, it may involve surrendering our self-reproach and regret. What does it mean for us to throw ourselves on the mercy of Jesus and then to rise dancing before those who see us as foolish and broken? This book will take you by the hand and lead you through death without letting you forget the rising hope of redemption. The Morrises will allow you to see how wailing can lead to laughter. And how to
sample complete. Ready to continue?